This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue will be in Canada today to meet with his counterpart, Lawrence McAuley. Last weekend's G7 summit in Canada ended in a tweet storm with Canada's prime minister leaving the U.S. president offended. But the USDA wants you to know this visit was planned weeks ago. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that.
The U.S. and Canada enjoy the second largest bilateral trading relationship in the world, and $47 billion of that's in agriculture. Roger Johnson is president of the U.S. National Farmers Union. Johnson's up for any renegotiation that gets his farmers a better deal, but thinks President Trump's approach is all wrong.
Listen, there are lots of things that this administration is trying to change that we very much agree with. We just think he's going about it in such a destructive fashion.
If the trade relationship between Canada and the U.S. were significantly damaged, never mind today's friendly visit, farmers in both countries would suffer. But Canada can better fill the gap, says Carlo Dade, a trade expert with the Canada West Foundation.
We'll be more competitive around the Pacific Rim. We'll be more competitive in Europe. This is why I think Sonny Perdue's up here. There's a realization that in agriculture, we really have to work this out.
Canadian consumers are tweeting back. Hashtag boycott USA and buy Canadian are already trending throughout the country. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.